The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Believes it's his legacy, and guess what? I do too. I believe it's going to be his legacy too, and I believe that American people are going to look back on this and say this was the single worst thing this president's ever done, and every death that Iran causes is now on Barack Obama's head.
All right, so that's the governor of New Jersey, and what is he talking about? He is talking about Iran. That, of course, is the big thing that is the buzz in the backyard for the past how long? When were they going to come up with a plan? What was the plan? How many other people are involved? And so on and so forth. And that's where this road begins. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here's what the deal is. The deal is Barbara Mikulski, who's retiring, longtime Democrat senator from Maryland, was that final vote that Obama needed to get him over the hump, meaning if there is some kind of legislation, there won't be enough to overcome a veto. There's no way. So they can debate all they want about Iran, but unless the minds are changed, it doesn't matter because it's a game where you're playing without any equipment. I mean, once you have the confirmed votes, unless someone were to completely flip on it, which only happens in the movies, like when you're watching Michael Douglas as American president from back in the 90s. But normally, or the West Wing, normally that doesn't happen. Not too often. You don't see that switch jump. So that means, forget about it, Iran is going through. Obama got the votes he needed to protect the Iran nuke deal. And the Secretary of State, John Kerry, says it's a good thing because we would look basically like a bunch of buffoons if we were to step away from this. Kerry said it's false information that's circulating, that all of us are circulating false information who don't agree with the Iran deal. He said it provides protection and that he and the president are convinced beyond any reasonable doubt that the framework will get the job done. So Mikulski became the 34th senator to support the deal that gives President Obama enough backing to sustain a veto of, like I just said, the Republican bill opposing it, if that bill were to pass, by the way, in a vote later this month. So any argument, any lengthy addresses, that's just taxpayer money being spent because it's not going to change. Once he had landed those votes, it's not going to change. So it doesn't matter if Chuck Schumer is livid and doesn't want to see this happen. He's part of the crowd that is not going to be able to put their weight into any legislation that would make a difference. But trust me, there'll be a lot of conversation about it. There will be a ton of conversation about this Iran situation. The problem I have, you already know. We've talked about it so many times. If you never listened to America Tonight, there's too many gray areas. So you could say, well, why wouldn't you just try to have a deal? I mean, China's involved in it. The UK is involved in it. Why not try to have a deal? The reason is because, as Kerry says, it's false information. I say the Iranians are circulating false information, and we're buying into it. There are people at key levels of the government that just want to kill Americans. Sorry. It's the way it is. I didn't write the script. Would I like peace and love and holding hands and kumbaya and nicey-nice? Of course. Who wants to live under that threat? But we live under that threat. So why hand them the keys to the kingdom? I think that's the problem. But I can say whatever I want to say on these airwaves, and it's not going to change what's going to happen. We have a legislative process, And now Mikulski's vote ensures, oh, that's the way it's going. Coming up, to lighten the mood, we've got dumb things. Before we go there, he's not a dumb thing. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, that's a matter of opinion.
I like it.
I did email you a dumb thing. I didn't finish it. I left it, you know, to be talked on here. But, Kate, you just got to be angry as I can because, you know, you got family that's in the police department. But what you talked about earlier, you can influence special groups that can take action through your talk show.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
Especially attorneys. I don't know why they don't jump on this because let's go all the way back to George Zimmerman. Okay? Now, Eric Holder did not do a thing against the Black Panther movement when they called for a bounty of $1 million to kill him. Okay? Today, I'm listening to Sean Hannity, and he has a soundbite. That's the word I'm looking for. And he plays that. You know, he plays a soundbite, and this man comes on from this Black Lives Matter. It's open season on killing whites and cracker cops.
That's
now,
brutal.
Now, we don't have Eric Holder any longer as an attorney general. We've got a new one. Where is she? This is domestic terrorism. And I just plead.
It is domestic terrorism. That's a good way to put it. It is. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's what our Constitution calls it. That's why I'm pleading for these attorneys. Why don't they get out here? Because just like with the Iranian deal, you stated it. Our lives, they are conspiring to commit murder.
Yeah.
With us.
Yeah. And we're paying for the arguments that are going to go nowhere. So it's crazy. Right when we had our foot on the gas and we let up off the gas. We let up off the gas.
Let me tell you, they ain't so special that they can't be handcuffed. I don't care what the Constitution is, the precedent. And nowhere in there does it say they cannot be handcuffed. You know, they may have the United States Code, which a lot of people don't understand. D.C. is like the 51 state. It's got its own code, just like you have Texas Code, which is the state law that regulate you, as any other state. They call the D.C. the United States Code. But the problem is because they're so slick, is they never codified it. Now, I'm not sure about that. I'm going according to my old history book, but it's never been codified, which means it's never really recognized as law. And that's
right.
Where most of these amendments and everything else go, is they go into the United States Code, and they're the laws that regulate their actions up in D.C. as to where, you know, how you can the precedent's got to be set by some attorneys and some law enforcement that is actually willing to walk up and cuff these people. That's what I'm getting at. I don't have the problem.
Right.
But if you get the Bar Association together to get rid of these people because they're putting our lives in jeopardy, maybe we can get something done.
Yeah, a conversation with the Bar Association for sure. There's no question there. And there's bar associations across the country, absolutely in all of your backyards. Trust me. Grim, thanks for the call. If you have any thoughts on that, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Yeah.
Hit it!
Gloria, 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 Gloria,
Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria, Gloria,
Gloria. I love that one. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How's it shaking out there, America? We're going to have some fun, and all of you are part of this process. If you've done something dumb and you want to cop to it, you can do it right here in America Tonight. We don't even have to use your last name. How cool is that? Just send it to me, americatonight.net. On that note, let's go to Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
I'll make our government open and transparent, so that anyone can ensure that our business is the people's business.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Be careful what you state as your platform, because it could come back to bite you. Transparency. All right, our first one is actually from Grimm, who you may have just heard. He wrote this to me. He said, I'm listening to you at this moment, and this is my dumb thing. He says, okie dokie, you know, I worked offshore and I worked as a deckhand at one point. I got assigned to this one vessel. The captain was referred to as Barnacle Bill because the ship's hull was covered with about 3 feet of thick barnacles. Upon my first day aboard, I was asked to go below and chip the rust spots in the engine room so as to paint. I went below and started to inspect the area for rust. I decided to chip at this one spot where the frame ribs meet the hull itself, and water started to come in. Wow. Oh, that was a dumb thing to do, Grim. You hit it in the wrong... I decided. I like that. I decided I'd go for this one spot, and then water started rushing in. Barnacles can be a tricky thing, cleaning barnacles off the bottom of boats, but especially when you're a deckhand and you're supposed to go down and they're not, nobody wants to be dealing with water rushing into the boat. So thanks for sending that. I appreciate it. Here's one from the Jackhammer. Hey, Kate, I love the dumb things deal. Not sure when you're doing it, but I had a whole bunch of them that I'm going to send you. I'm going to do it like Hillary Clinton's emails. I'm just going to release them every couple of months, and you can decide whether or not they're worth running. So here's one that is particularly embarrassing to me. I can't help it. I'm a little bit competitive. I have two daughters and a fabulous wife. All the ladies are wonderful in my family. And we do this traditional thing in the summertime where we go miniature golfing, and we do it maybe once a week or every 2 weeks. My daughters are grown. They come home. Sometimes they bring their boyfriends. And I just couldn't help it. I got discombobulated. The competition got the best of me. I don't know what it was. And we finally get to the final hole, and I'm tied with about three of them. And I just thought I'm just going to really go for it. You had to hit a ball up a ramp, and you could get that hole in one. I think I took too much of a backswing, because what happened is my ball flew over a caged area, ended up bouncing high off the concrete, and ended up, how this happened, I have no idea, hitting a woman's cherry soda in the cup, splashing it up on her T-shirt. I cannot make this up. It was mortifying. She was scared out of her mind. Nothing, of course, happened other than the ball flew into her cup, but it exploded all over her and ruined not only what she was drinking, but ruined her outfit as well. I offered to dry clean it and ran over there, and it was just mortifying. All because I decided I was going to be super competitive. That is a dumb thing. Wow, that's one of the best ones we've gotten lately. You know, Grim, I think people can relate to his with actually scrubbing in the wrong place, but you're with your whole family. Dude, it is miniature golf, and you smash a ball. I think that happens with people, not smashing it where I can see it, though. It does have bounce in it, so if you hit it up, it would absolutely bounce and could bounce and hit somebody or bounce and bounce away, and there you go. Phew. This one from Ryan, who says, I have really thought about this for a very long time as to what dumb thing I wanted to actually admit to. I guess this is one that I've done about three or four times, but it was particularly nightmarish for me. I was with my buddies, and we were competing in a league that we played in, a golf league, and we were in a tournament that was about 2 hours from our house. And the tournament was kind of in the middle of nowhere. They had a little small pro shop, but they certainly didn't sell shoes. You see where I'm going with this? I forgot my golf shoes. And despite the fact that it was in the middle of nowhere, they were arguing with me about not having on the correct shoes. Well, I couldn't drive back 2 hours and then expect I was going to drive back 2 hours, then drive back another 2 hours. Of course, I would miss the tee off, and our team would be disqualified. So there was enough time for someone else to drive up the shoes. So here I am, a 36-year-old man, and I had to have my nearly 70-year-old mother drive the shoes to me. That was a dumb thing. She got them, by the way, in the nick of time, while they were telling us the rules of the tournament over the bullhorn. Mom comes walking in with the shoes. Oh, I'm so glad you shared that one. Because for those of you who don't know, the real men play golf kind of scenario is you have all the golf carts lined up, and then you're hearing there's going to be beer and wine served, and look for your carts, and that's concluded, and here's the rules, best ball, and blah, 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 and this hole is longest drive, and whatever they tell you about what's going on that particular day. But having a grown man, having your mother walk in with the shoes, But then again, she's the savior because she brings you the shoes. And she can. And she must have immediately gotten into that car by the description of how much time they had. Yeah. That's a pretty good one, I have to say. It's pretty good. William had a completely different dumb thing. Kate, I had my girlfriend over for dinner. I made couple of steaks, mashed potatoes. She likes corn. So I decided I was going to cook some corn. The problem is I never cooked corn before. So I did boil the water. I did put the corn in, but I left on all of the silt stuff or the silky stuff. And so she kind of got this corn covered with it and didn't understand why that wasn't picked off. And the truth is, and I didn't admit it to her, is I didn't know that you were supposed to do that. I mean, I didn't know when you cooked it you did that. I thought it just sort of fell off. I didn't really know, and I didn't ask anybody. It sort of fell off. It stuck like in the kernels, some of them. But just get it stuck in your teeth instead. No worries. You'll be fine. You'll just have to pull it out. It'll be like floss. You'll just have to pull it out after that. Oh, that's brutal when you don't know how to cook something. I don't know if I've told this on the air. I had a similar thing. Not the silt from the corn or whatever it's called. The silk from the corn. I had a thing where I lived in El Paso for like 7 months. And it was kind of one of those first jobs out of school. You know, I had a couple of them where I was climbing up the ladder and went, did my TV news thing. So the neighbor brought over tamales, and I didn't even know what tamales were. And she didn't speak English, and she just said, oh, you know, I think she said hola, and just gave me the basket. And I said, oh, you know, thank you. And so there it was, and, you know, I didn't have much in my refrigerator because I was running around. I was a reporter, so I was like, oh, boy, this looks good. And I had no idea how to eat it. And so I left the husk on, and I thought, this is the most terrible, awful thing I have ever eaten. Well, if people just, and I was thin as a rail, too, and I thought, if people just ate this, they would totally be thin because it's not good. Why do people rave about this food? And then I later found out, and I never told anyone that because I didn't think. I thought it was doing the right thing. And I later found out that the real skinny was I was a dummy and I ate it wrong. That you, in fact, take the husk off of it. Makes a big difference. And here's our last one. This one is from Mary, who says, Kate, my boyfriend wanted me to email you with the dumb things. This happened just the other day to us. We were both starving. We decided we would eat dessert for dinner. We went to the DQ, got the big triple cone. Unfortunately for him, he bent down to pick something up, and the cone landed on the cement and melted away. Oh, the ice cream. That's a crying shame. Thanks, everybody.
Get a better look at the better job.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. It felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it off with our pals from Talk Radio News. Wow, how about this? I love when we have Luke Vargas on. He's in our virtual green room. You know, Luke, he's like, where's Waldo? Half the time we're catching up with him. He's at exotic places all over the world. I think today he might be in New York because he covers the UN and other things for Talk Radio News. Hey, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. And you're right, I am up at the United Nations today.
Nice. That means, you know, you can get a bagel somewhere in the city or get a grab a hot dog on the street, right?
I could. I do the former much more than I do the latter, even though I've learned that if you are a tourist, you will never get a hot dog for less than $2. But if you just go up as a confident New Yorker and hand them a buck, you'll always get a hot dog. So a little tip, just to project confidence with the hot dog sellers.
Oh, that's a great tip. I'm going to remember that next time I'm home. I love that. All right. That's good. I had no idea about that. How about that? All right, this is interesting because we, of course, are talking all about the, I call it the faux campaign trail because we've been on the trail forever talking about what's going to happen here. So now apparently CNN has modified the criteria for the September 16th Republican debate. Tell us about that.
Well, so their previous criteria that got a lot of, criticism from people, more than just Carly Fiorina, who is the person at the center of this, is that they were going to look at, I think it was 9 polls from early in the summer before that presidential debate in Ohio. And then they were only going to look at 3 from the interregnum, the period after that debate and before the one that's upcoming in California on the 16th of this month. And that seemed pretty unfair to people who got in the race a little bit later, not just Carly Fiorina, but folks like John Kasich, who just wasn't featuring in those early polls, or if they were featuring, were very much at the back of the pack. Carly Fiorina, and look, I've covered a lot of third-party candidates in the past, and as much as I like them, I have often criticized the fact that they spend all of their press releases, this is sort of the Gary Johnson syndrome from last time around, complaining about the fact that they're being excluded from the debate, that the media is out to get them. And I sort of thought in the past few weeks that Carly Fiorina was shooting herself in the foot here, because her spokespeople and her television appearances were only about, really, CNN excluding her from the debates. Well, they have modified their criteria. Now they're going to change it. And I don't think this is very scientifically rigorous, but it is what they're going to do. They're going to look at all the polls after that debate in Ohio. And if you are in the top 10 in any one of those polls, you're in for the September 16th debate. So the corollary to that rule is it means that there could be more than 10 people on stage, and there will be. Carly Fiorina sneaks into a number of the polls, much higher than in 10th place. I think in the latest New Hampshire polls, she's in 3rd place and is sort of polling around 5th nationally. So she gets in, and anyone thinking, oh, this is just going to be the Wild West because now we're going to have 15 people on stage, not so fast. After Chris Christie, who's in that 11th spot now, there's just a huge drop-off. And Rick Santorum, Rick Perry, Gilmore, Pataki, and Bobby Jindal, just a reminder, he is running for president. None of them have come anywhere close to being in the top 10 in any of the polls since. So I think it's going to be capped at 11. But as of today, Carly Fiorina is in, and her PR assault has paid off.
Wow, no kidding. And that's a game changer for her because, as you know, you saw the bounce that she got, as you're mentioning, polling around 5th nationally. And a lot of that happened to her after that first debate on Fox, and everybody was talking about her. So this just elevates her even more. It'll be interesting to watch once we get to the debate what that's going to be like for sure. Let's bounce over to this one because I wasn't aware of this. I knew that there was something going on here in Kentucky, but there's a county in Kentucky where they're denying same-sex couples marriage certificates, and now it looks like that clerk is going to be in trouble?
Yes. Well, so the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this week basically said, we are not going to hear your appeal here, and we're going to defer down to lower courts who said you've got to order these marriage certificates. You've got to give them to same-sex couples. She yesterday, Tuesday, decided not to do that. There were a number of same-sex couples who came there to get their certificates. There were hundreds of protesters and news crews, and all marriage certificates were denied, including for same-sex couples. There's now been a court filing here in Kentucky, in Rowan County, to find her in contempt of court. And it looks like this will probably be sustained. This same judge had already earlier said that she must issue these certificates. Sort of interesting here, and Victoria put this with some snark in our sort of news notes today, which is that the lawyers representing these same-sex couples are asking the judge not to give her any jail time. As Victoria's note is, that would make her too easy of a martyr here. They want to just fine her instead. I'm not sure. It'd be great to talk to a legal expert about what happens, let's say, if a fine is given, if she can actually go back to her job and keep denying marriage certificates. You know, one could imagine some scenario where people who are opposed to this Supreme Court ruling could keep bankrolling her, and so she could keep paying off whatever fines for an indefinite period of time and never give out any of these licenses. So it'll be interesting to figure out the succession of this whole process, but it looks like there's going to be a ruling on Thursday about whether she is acting in contempt of court, and all indications are that she will, and we'll see if she's fined or put in jail for it.
Wow. All right, so Thursday is the day to watch for.
Yes.
This would be big for you, I would imagine, because you and I have talked about this a ton, and because you've covered several things related to this, climate change, of course, and with Obama talking about that, you know, this is his last piece, I would say, or one of his big pieces as he's finishing out his presidency. He's talking about it in Alaska. What ultimately, or where are we with the global climate treaty that's going to be signed or supposed to be signed in Paris in December?
It's coming along really, really slowly, so much so that we're hearing this week that Ban Ki-moon, who had previously said, look, let's just leave it up to the official negotiators to sort this out, and then we'll all meet in Paris and it will be fine. He is now calling for an emergency climate summit with, I think, 40 world leaders on the sidelines of the General Assembly this month. So he's very nervous about the speed at which this is coming together. The most recent draft of the climate treaty that I've seen runs about 83 pages, but that is really not the worst of it. There are huge portions of this text where it's sort of like playing a big game of ad libs or something. In one section I read, there are 11 different paragraphs that could be inserted on one emissions topic. So essentially, you know, you're playing a big multiple choice game here, and 196 countries are trying to decide on the answer. So it's a big text. There is not a lot of clarity in major portions of it. We're going to have this sideline summit later this month. I'll point out there are also now sort of country-level efforts being put forward to try and get some consensus going into this conference. One of the more interesting people in the global sphere to cover is the president of Bolivia, Evo Morales, who has called for a climate conference to be held next month in the Bolivian jungle, basically, to rally the anti-capitalist forces for this treaty. He's very nervous that corporations are going to swoop in Paris and try to co-opt this to make their brands seem a little bit more friendly, but at the expense of the environment. So, again, people are trying to mobilize here, but not surprisingly, they're doing it in many different ways, and I think there is growing concern that as much as people are talking about climate change, that the text itself, that all of this hinges around, the only really binding instrument here, is being kept on the side. People want to talk climate, but they don't want to sit down at the negotiating table and you know, agree on anything about this text. So I'm wary of how this is all going to be worked out by December, but we're being told that people want to get it done. So God bless them.
All right, so again, another wait and see for sure. We're speaking with Luke Vargas from Talk Radio News in New York. He covers the UN and a whole bunch of other things, of course, for Talk Radio News. And how about this? We've got the General Assembly coming up, and I don't know how somehow I skipped over this, but this is significant because Palestine is really pushing for a vote. They want to see that flag raised on UN territory, even though they are not, of course, as we all know, a recognized country. Do you think this happens? Could this really happen?
I think it probably will. So for Palestine to actually become a recognized state at the United Nations, is pretty hard, and the U.S. and a few other countries on the Security Council can block it, because for a resolution to go before the whole membership of the United Nations on statehood, it has to get the blessing of the Security Council. So the U.S. has vetoed these efforts in the past, and despite some threats earlier this year after those Israeli elections, I don't think that threat is really off the table. But the issue of raising a flag at the United Nations is quite different. There are two United Nations basically permanent missions who are non-voting members. That is Palestine and the Vatican. And what the Palestinians have done here is sort of interesting. They've introduced a motion to the General Assembly to have all of the flags of non-member observer states raised at the United Nations. Now, obviously, this benefits them primarily, and they would love to be able to raise their flag right after giving their speech later this month with the Israelis, you know, not too many flags down. And all this vote needs is the majority of the members of the General Assembly to pass it. So if this actually gets tabled, I would say there's a very high likelihood that the Palestinian flag will be up there. The Vatican has sort of said, hey, we didn't want you to put our name on this, and why did your resolution mention that the Vatican flag should come up? We're pretty happy with the status quo. But they've used it as some leverage here to try to say this isn't just all about us. And again, polling the various countries of the United Nations, more than two-thirds of them want statehood already, and I believe the number would be even higher for just having their flag up. So I think this is going to happen, and it's thanks to some sort of clever politics by the Palestinians themselves.
Thanks, Luke. Back with more in just a second on America Tonight.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Alright, once again, back with Luke Vargas for a little bit of extra here because I wanted to ask you, Luke, about the migration crisis in Europe. It keeps getting worse and worse. Countries are starting to crack down, and they have been, on the flow of asylum seekers, while others stress EU unity. That's a big thing, of course, and the importance of human rights. So those two ideas are butting up against each other of what to do, stopping the flow, and we have to think of other human beings. So what are the latest developments there?
Well, the big thing that's being highlighted in the news, and you're right, this is one of those issues that sort of comes in and out of focus. Though I'll say European news directors are in an easy position here because they basically just keep moving their reporters around the continent to follow these migration trends. And that actually helps tell the story here. We had been talking about Turkey and Greece a few weeks ago, and then as migrants moved through Greece, from Turkey to Greece and then up through the Balkans, they now find themselves in Austria and Hungary and moving towards Germany. So this progression of coverage actually does tell the story of many people, the hundreds of thousands moving across the continent this year. The latest news is that Hungary has closed down its major train stations. There was a huge rush in Budapest on Tuesday, thousands of people getting on or trying to get onto trains that would go to Austria and then Germany. A day after letting them go through, now that option seems to be off the table. There are people being detained in rail stations, and it's such a weird situation. I mean, you have countries like Hungary where they're closing the rail links, They are expediting the construction of a border fence. They are going to deploy something like 6,000 troops to man that fence, prevent people from getting in or only crossing at regular checkpoints. And at the same time, you've got other countries like Germany saying, look, we are going to waive many of the procedural hurdles that used to hold back the number of people we could take in. In Iceland, you heard about over Tuesday night, 11,000 people signing a petition and putting their addresses saying, we will voluntarily host migrants if they can somehow get here, and in some cases will pay for their arrival. So I would say the thing to watch here is a rule called the Dublin Regulation, which requires essentially that the country where migrants first enter the European continent has to be in charge of helping them move around, that they need to fingerprint them, they need to gather all their information, and it's ultimately their responsibility to handle their asylum paperwork. That's being seen increasingly as just not possible, that some of these frontline countries like Greece or Malta or Italy are in a difficult position because migrants don't really want to stay there. And so these countries are burdened with all this paperwork for people who they can't even contact. So we are hearing about major talks in the next few weeks to try and revisit these rules. Angela Merkel wants to see unity on this, wants to see a revision of the rules. But unfortunately, I think there are more countries that are too burdened by this and don't want to act than there are countries who are willing to make the tough political decisions to change the rules.
Wow. All right, Luke Vargas, Talk Radio News. Thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. So what a problem. You heard Luke talk about that, and I mentioned this at the beginning, the fact that you've got in Hungary, they're blocking the trains because they just can't take any more people in. And because I think of so many other things that are happening, the story's out there, but it's not there as big as it could be. And maybe should be. You want to talk about the buzz in the backyard. It's not our backyard, but seeing that dead little boy, his body looking like any kid that could be at the Jersey Shore or could be playing in Sarasota, Florida on the beach, or could be in Traverse City, Michigan, where we have great listeners from WKMT. Could be out there among any of you. Looks like any other sweet, innocent little boy, except for he has a life, his body is lifeless and he's laying face down in the sand. I couldn't even watch it. I couldn't even watch it. I was so sad. I just wanted, if I could have reached out and picked up that kid and taken him home with me, I would have done it. It was one of those photos you just don't forget. That brings it home. And then we have people who have legally immigrated to the United States from some of the areas that we're talking about. And then there is the Syria situation where we're also having the same problem in a much different way because of the borders. So we have a giant body of water that separates us. So our problem with illegal immigration and border security and all of that is through Mexico. It's not the situation where you're seeing people that are this human tragedy, where they're doing everything they can to escape the clutches of madmen, knowing their kids could be killed at any second. And they're fleeing for their lives and just asking for help and asking for asylum. But it just shows you how bad it is. Listen, if we have to cram into a boat, we'll take our chances and pray that somebody finds us and gives us a lifeline, because so many others have been rescued. Terrible. Absolutely unacceptable. But what do? You know, how many unacceptable tragedies are there? How many blights to humanity are going on right now? I would have to say more than a dozen. Whether we're talking about what's happening in the Sudan, whether we're talking about what's happening in the Middle East, but boy, you see that little boy, it tugs at your heart. He could be any other American child. That's what he looks like. But he's gone. He's gone because his family tried to do what they could to get him out of there. So this is a crisis. This is absolutely crisis. And there actually have been some amazing Americans who have stepped up and who have adopted when there have been children that are documented that they for sure have lost parents that have adopted some of the kids from those war-torn areas. Seeing and feeling just how difficult that situation is. It is the tail end of this hour of America tonight, so I feel compelled to launch into a few other quick things that I know are probably on your mind. Believe it or not, we're going to actually step away from Mrs. Clinton. Just step away from Mrs. Clinton for a second, for sure, and talk about a couple of quick things. One, I mentioned the thing about McDonald's and their breakfast menu. If you go to americatonight.net, you can hit me up on Facebook, and I put a little blurb about it, and I can't believe how many people chimed in that said, oh, thank goodness, I can have an Egg McMuffin at noon. So apparently, a lot of people like to mix it up when it comes to breakfast. We don't all like our breakfast or don't have it at 6 or 7 in the morning because look how many of us are working completely different hours. Right? There is no clock anymore. There's no clock. Even for people who think that they're working normal hours. And I want to say this at the end. It seems like we've lost a lot of different people when it comes to the arts lately. Dean Jones, who was kind of a rock star, boyish Disney star, died at the age of 84. That's a pretty decent life, right? But he had Parkinson's disease. And he died... He died on Monday, and he was Mr. Walt Disney. I mean, he was, you know, Ensign O'Toole, and he was in Herbie the Love Bug. And I remember Herbie the Love Bug. I remember seeing that on TV, and my mom would be telling us, you know, hey, the Love Bug's on. You can watch the Love Bug. And I remember just how cute and young he was. I don't know how old he would have been then, maybe... would have been in his late 30s, I'm not sure. But he made a bunch of films, about 10 Disney films. And this was mostly in the late 60s, early 70s. Herbie the Love Bug came out in 1970-ish. That's when it came out. And that was a movie that kept getting played over and over and over again. They even did a short production about it on Broadway. And so looking at him, I think, oh, he's like the clean-cut Justin Bieber. Although he wasn't, I don't think he was much of a singer, a little bit. He did do some Broadway. He did a Broadway musical, I think, with Jane Fonda. But he was mostly known for Walt Disney films. So RIP Dean Jones. And thank you, and you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.